Hey everyone, I'm Cheney from JJ Tech Time, and in this bonus episode of Cheney's Tech Talk, I'm going to talk about how I went for 2 years with a Behringer UM2 audio interface that had only mediocre quality to just recently finding out how to make it work as intended. It's a pretty funny story, so let's get right into it. So in October of 2019, I bought an audio interface with an XLR microphone. I had previously used an interesting setup involving my line in port on my desktop, and I would have a mixer on my desk that would record to the line in port on my computer. That was a 3.5mm jack that was built into my Realtek audio controller. The audio quality was tolerable, but it could be drastically improved, so that's why I bought the UM2. It looked good on Amazon, and I bought a cheap microphone to go with it. The microphone was okay, but not nearly as good as a professional microphone. It was the newer NW800, and I bought that over the BM800 because I at least heard of newer, and it seemed to be the same thing, so I just went for it. Anyway, I used that setup for about a year, and then I upgraded right to an AT2020 from Audio Technica. That is the microphone that I'm using right now to record this podcast, and I'm also using it in conjunction with the UM2. It worked well for a while, but I noticed that the quality was soft, and I was also hearing some background static noise, and I could tell it was from the Behringer preamp because I could monitor the audio and hear the noise without the mic plugged in. So I searched for some answers, and it took me a little while to find out what my actual problem was. Some people said it had something to do with the grounding of the microphone port, some said it was a driver issue, and I tried the driver fix and it did end up working, which made me thought, why does Behringer recommend the ASIO for All driver on their website nowadays when they used to make their own driver that still works extremely well? While I still don't know the answer to the question, this is a PSA to anyone using a Behringer audio interface and has this problem. Try to find the Behringer drivers since you'll get significantly better audio quality. I'm going to post a video on Shaytray Tech Time about how to install them if you have trouble, and I suggest staying tuned to see that. And on that note, that wraps up today's bonus episode of Cheney's Tech Talk. Send me a voice message for Cheney's Tech Talk by going to anchor.fm/Cheney's Tech Talk. If you leave a message, I will play your messages and answer them on the show. I'm Cheney from Chit Chit Tech Time, and this is Cheney's Tech Talk.